The coldest Christmas in decades. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The blizzard gripping much of the U.S. may even create the coldest Christmas on record for some cities. The bone-chilling conditions even extended into the south to cities like Atlanta.
Highs today only look to get to about the mid-20s, which is right about, 25 to 30 degrees below normal for what we normally expect for this time of year.
Meteorologist Lindsay Morrow with the National Weather Service in Atlanta. The blizzard's dangerous conditions leaving at least 13 dead in several states. It's also produced a travel nightmare for Americans trying to get anywhere for the holidays.
The entire Seattle-Tacoma airport was shut down after this colossal weather system dumped freezing rain on the Pacific Northwest, icing over all three runways. At daybreak, the airport had one runway open again, but Alaska Air, the major carrier out of Seattle, canceled flights at both SeaTac and Portland until noon.
Well, you won't be home for family, and can't do anything about it. It is what it is. Might as well enjoy the time here in Seattle while we can.
That put travelers in the Pacific Northwest in the company of people nationwide trying to make it home for the holidays. Denver was deep in the misery of cancellations on Thursday. By Friday, the nation joined.
Fox's Mike Tobin. President Biden signed a short-term spending bill to keep the government open past 12:01 this morning. Later, he'll sign that $1.7 trillion spending bill that got final approval from the House on Friday. Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy bashing the bill.
This is a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking McCarthy if he had forgotten about the January 6th insurrection. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A courtroom in Los Angeles erupted into chaos Friday after a jury convicted rapper Tory Lanez of shooting hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion. The panel found him guilty on three felony charges.
Discharging a firearm with gross negligence, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle. Lanez, who pleaded not guilty, faces 22 years in prison and deportation. Megan Thee Stallion testified that Lanez fired a handgun at the back of her feet and shouted for her to dance. The Texas-born rapper said she needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
President Zelensky returns home to Ukraine with a Christmas message for his people after visiting Washington, D.C. this week.
As we head into Christmas weekend, he said now is not the time to relax. Listen to this.
We have no right to a weekend, no right to rest, no right to vacation, no right to an 8-hour workday. All the rights guaranteed by the Constitution of Ukraine are currently on hold for us personally as representatives of our state.
President Putin was also busy touring a weapons factory in Russia. He reiterated there are no financial limits for Russia's war effort.
Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv. One gift that President Zelensky can share with his country, the $1.8 billion military aid package President Biden announced this week, and eventually the $45 billion in aid for Ukraine and NATO allies that's included in the just-passed U.S. spending bill. Officials in Santa Monica, California, say a passenger who died on a small plane when it crashed on the beach Thursday was former Mayor 95-year-old Rex Minter. No word on the pilot's condition. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.